Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. I am proud to say that this is the very first radio interview that Leek Furniture Makers has ever done. And I can tell you, John is just looking forward to this like he is going to the dentist, I guess. And if you have not seen the work that these guys do, it's quite something. It's extraordinary, to be honest with you. But we're going to talk about that today on our program. And, John, since you're so excited to be the first Leek on the air, I want you to get a little closer to the microphone and tell everybody hello, and then tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, Lord. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
This is John, lifelong resident of York and York County, of course. Been a furniture maker now full-time for 36 years, I believe it is. And for 8 years prior to that, I was, believe it or not, I was a shop teacher up in Gaston County, so not far away, but I've lived in York all my life, and love it over there.
Good for you. Good for you. Who's this youngster over here?
Oh, and the best part of my day, the best part of my life, or a big best part, is I work every day with my son, Jay, who is John the Fourth. We work side by side on one piece of furniture at a time. I can't brag on Jay without bragging on my other son, Philip. We have these two great boys. So Philip is a great guy. He's smarter than both of us because he works for the York Electric Co-op. So he has a great job, a great pension, and all that. So Jay and I, we love our work, but we got to work till we drop.
So, Jay, speak for yourself, young man. Tell everybody a little about you.
Well, hello, radio world. No, I'm Jay. I'm John Howard Leek the Fourth, but I've been nicknamed Jay from birth. And, you know, of all the Johns and John Howards in the family, it was just, I guess Mom and Dad decided they didn't need two Johns at one time, so I was nicknamed Jay.
Well, good for you.
I've been with Dad full-time in the shop since 2004, which is when I finished up college and moved back. And so full-time now, what is that, 16 years?
Yeah, good for you.
Coming up on 16 years.
Good for you.
Having a good time, busier than we've ever been. Probably, for the most part, having more fun than we've ever had.
Including being on this show, right?
Yeah.
Well, you see, now I'm a fourth. I am Manning M. Kimmel the Fourth, and I have a son who's the fifth.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I said, now don't screw this up because we're starting our own dynasty.
There you go. I love it.
All right, so tell me how this Leek furniture got started. Was it you, or was it your father or your grandfather that started all this?
We go back. Jay is the fourth generation of our family to be involved in our little business over there, and it sort of evolved over these last, 64 years. My grandparents started out in 1956. They were antique dealers. Working out of their home, actually out in the country outside of York for a few years, and then bought a little piece of land just north of York and built them an antique shop and started, I guess you'd say, more or less full-time antique business. Then my dad joined them around 1966. Dad worked over here in Rock Hill at the old Sullenese plant. I really don't even know how long he was there, but I know he was, eager to get into the business with my grandparents. So he sort of built his own shop right beside my grandparents, So Pop, my granddaddy, and my dad, which we call Buddy, they each had their own space, so they could each have their own antiques, but they, shared the business. And so I took over from my dad in 1983. He died suddenly, and I was in the school systems in Gaston County, and I was a little bit, I was kind of getting fed up with some stuff. The kids were just trying to be kids, and I just, anyway, I couldn't.
You had to deal with their parents.
Yeah, and I couldn't get them to love that stuff the way I did. So anyway, when my dad passed in 83, I gave up the teaching in 84, and I carried on the antique business a little bit for a few years along with my furniture making, because making things has always been my passion. I was
so before that, was your dad making things?
Nope,
strictly selling.
I'm the first furniture maker in the family. Jay is the second one, but having grown up there, all in the antique business, refinishing, repairing. That's where this little bug, I guess, got started. And I mean, I managed to graduate high school, even managed to graduate Appalachian State, but I never was an A student. So right. One of the things that kept me going in both of those venues was the shop. And so I made things in high school shop, which I still have, and same at in college. And so I got out of college with a industrial arts degree. And as your other half of that, I decided to get a teaching degree just in case I needed it. And lo and behold, Gaston County was looking for a shop teacher at the same time I was looking for a job. So it worked out well. But 8 years later, I parted ways with them. So
all right. So you started the furniture making business.
That's correct.
Now, did somebody come to you and say, I'd like a nice bench or I'd like a nice table? And is that what's got it started?
Pretty much, they say the three best things about teaching are June, July, and August. So I had those summer months kind of off, and I spent them making things, building things, and having grown up there in the antique business with my parents and grandparents, I had a foot in the door with the repair, refinishing type thing, and I was able to sort of just spin this furniture making thing off, right off that antique business. It was a natural transition. I always had a little something to do. A little piece. People would come to me, want something made, and I just kind of made that work out in 1984 to be a full-time job.
So can you remember the very first piece of furniture that you made from scratch and sold for real money?
Yeah, I was still in school at Appalachian State at the time. It was a nice big mahogany corner cupboard, of all things, a really nice big, piece of furniture. And my dad actually sold it for me through his shop. I don't know where it went or anything like that. He said, you can make you another one, because I wanted to keep it, of course. And I have made a lot of them, but I don't have one myself. And here it is 36 years later, I still hadn't made myself one.
So once you started making a piece here and a piece there, the word got out that there's this guy named Leek building furniture. Where were you doing this? At the same place you are located right now?
When I was still in transitioning from the school teaching job, I had a little small shop inside my house in an old empty room. Plus, I had obviously the shops at the school, and so I was making stuff nights, weekends, and summers, and staying real busy. And when it came time to make that decision that I was going to get out of the school teaching, I already had a pretty good little small business going, and we've been working real hard ever since. I'll have to tell you, Manning, that having grown up in York, and the bulk of our family's business over the years has been in York County. We work really hard, but we have a good reputation here, and so it comes from four generations of trying to be honest and fair with people. So anyway, we really, really never lacked for work. We've always been pretty doggone busy, thank goodness, because baby needs new shoes all the time.
All right, so in comes your son, Jay, or John Leake IV.
That's correct.
Did he have to twist your arm to do this, or did you just decide, nope, I'd rather do this than do something?
Well, first, before he answered, let me say this. I had the great fortune to have my wife be able to stay home with both our boys when they were little.
Right.
We have two sons. She didn't go back to work until the younger one was in kindergarten. So they were at the shop every day with her. And so Jay and Philip is just 1 year younger than Jay. He's about 6 inches taller, but Jay's always wanted to boss him. But anyway, they both grew up right there in the shop. I've got pictures of them standing on old peach crates and stuff, you know, at the drill press and bandsaws and stuff. So, you know, I guess it was a little bit subliminal, a little bit of hypnosis, a little bit of
osmosis.
And so, lo and behold, when the choices came for each one of the boys to kind of make a career path decisions, Jay chose to come in with me. And this was many years ago. Philip decided he didn't want to work with his brother, and that's the reason he is not with us today. So now I'll turn it over to Jay, and he can tell you.
Now, did you buy that story?
That's about right. Huh? That's about right, yeah. I mean, like you said, we grew up in the shop making drawers, what we call drawers, and swords. Swords that turned out to be paddles used on us. And but so we grew up in and around the shop, and it wasn't until, you know, my brother and I both played sports in high school,
right,
and primarily baseball, and we always wanted to go to college to play baseball, so Dad was always a little bit hesitant for us to use a lot of pretty serious power tools for fear of cutting a finger or something, and so we didn't do a whole lot of serious sawing and cutting growing up, and it paid off because we both went to college playing baseball. Both of us, and I gave up baseball 2 years into college after some injuries. He played all 4 years in college. My brother did, but when I gave up baseball, I transferred to Appalachian State, which is where I wanted to be all along, but baseball led me elsewhere for a while. And when I transferred to Appalachian, that's when I decided, you know, officially that, you know, it's time to start thinking about the future and what I'm going to be doing full-time, which was working in the shop. So not until, you know, I turned 20 did I get real, real, real serious about making furniture for a living, or at least trying to. So, you know, 2 years of college, the last 2 years of college, and then start with Dad full-time in 04. And here we are 16 years later.
They're doing very, very well. So are all the pieces...
Wait a minute. We're very, very busy. See...
Here we go.
We always...
Here we go. Where's that flag? They call it the BS flag? I've got to throw it up in the air.
We always wanted to be rich and famous. We got the famous part down. Now we're looking for the rich part.
So is every piece of furniture you make a custom piece that somebody wants? I mean, you don't do a production piece and put it out there for somebody to just...
We sure don't.
You don't.
You know, from day one, and this is a testament to not only us, but to our loyal friends and customers in York County primarily, but from day one, we've always had a backlog. We always had people that were willing to wait for us to make something, big or small. And so... We still, to this day, now we have a very nice showroom, display room, that's in the original building that my grandparents built in the 50s. We have probably 30, 35, 40 pieces on display in there. They're some of our favorite pieces. But even if you came in there today and you said, John, I want to buy that sideboard right there, we're going to say, Manning, We're not going to see that sideboard because we're hard-headed, we're stubborn, we're old-fashioned. We want to build this piece for you and your wife, and so we don't have any speculative pieces for sale, never have. Been blessed with the backlog, also been blessed with the stubbornness of the Leek family. And so we still, to this day, make everything to order, even if it happened to be just like the piece that we are displaying with. That's the way we do it.
And I remember the one time that I came into your shop. You don't even remember this, but like years ago I came in there, and I was talking to you about whatever the heck it was I thought I wanted. And I think you told me at the time, yeah, we can do this, but you're going to have to wait about, I want to say, 18 months or something like that.
Yep.
Is that still about right?
That's pretty doggone typical. We've been on about an 18 months backlog for 30-something years. And what we tell our folks is that if you can be a little bit patient and hang in there with us, that we guarantee it'll be worth the wait. And so it's worked well for us for all these years. We've never had anybody disappointed. We've never had to bring a piece back or, you know, anything like that. So
do you both work on one piece at a time, or are you doing a piece and Dad's doing a piece?
Well, typically we're both working on the same piece. Our shop's so damn small that if we had two pieces going on at one time, we'd be walking on top of each other. So, typically we're working on one piece together. If it's, for instance, say our a cellarette that we make, which is a bottle case or a whiskey cabinet, Dad may be working on the upper half of it, and I'm working on the bottom half, or vice versa. And then we, you know, combine there towards the end to both of us doing it, you know. So to answer your question, yes, we work on one piece together.
All right, now here's a loaded question for you. I want you to give me a range in terms of a simple piece, how long it takes you to do a simple piece versus the most complex thing you've done.
Boy, that's a tough one right there. Making what we would call a one-drawer stand, which is like a little side table, tapered legs, a drawer, we're still going to have probably almost 2 weeks and something like that, a good 10 days, 10 working days. And then we'll do our big secretary, which is a desk and bookcase. Ooh, we'll go 6 months on a piece like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's very, you know.
Time-consuming.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Leeks, we're going to teach you something here. We produce fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. There's a magical way we do it, and it's in the white letters that you can see right before you. This is our cue card. And we all say it together as loud as we can, right? At the count of three. So at the count of three, how do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. By golly, well done. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend Amp. Dividend Amp is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log in to Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We're staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with John and Jay Leake from Leake's Leake's Furniture Makers. Fascinating story. This is a fourth-generation business, and generation number three is the guy who actually started making this stuff. Generations one and two started selling antiques, and here they are all these years later. And if you want a piece of furniture for them, you better be prepared to wait 18 months to 2 years. Everything is done custom. Which brings me to probably your most notable piece that you've done. And that's the story, and you're only going to have about 8 minutes to tell the story, John. So you can kick him in the butt over here, Jay.
I've got to squeeze 30 years into 8 minutes.
Yeah, I want to know how the White House got wind of Leake Furniture Makers, and you started making stuff for the White House.
Well, it goes back 30 years. That's about how long, 35, we've been making furniture for folks that live in the Washington, D.C. area. So one day we get a phone call, or was it a phone call.
I got a phone call.
Phone call from the State Department and asking us if we could build or would be interested in building what we would probably call a jewelry box, but they refer to it as a dressing box. So it's the size of a jewelry box. So it had to be based on one that's in a collection in Washington, made about 1810 probably. It's a federal period piece. So we said, sure, we'll be able to do that for you. They sent us a picture. The only thing we can figure where that particular job started, and that's been about what now, Jay, a year and a half ago, is through those all that furniture that we've made in the area. You know, if you live in Washington, D.C., or Maryland, or Virginia, or in that big loop up there, you probably have ties to the government. So we figure sitting around one day, maybe at a dinner table or bar, or an office, somebody up there said, the State Department needs these little boxes made on a regular basis. And so I guess our name popped up due to we already got work up there. So they reached out to us about this box. And we make them in small batches for them, and they give them out to visiting prime ministers and the heads of state and I guess any time they need them for anybody important. And so not too long after that, well, it was back in May of last year, we get another email that says Mr. and Mrs. Trump are going to England to commemorate the anniversary of D-Day and the invasion, and they are taking a special piece of jewelry to the Queen. Could you make us a box to hold that piece of jewelry? So, I mean, you know, whether we could or not, we weren't going to tell them we weren't. We'd be happy to. So they sent us the specifications for the little box, and they had done pretty much the same with the larger box. The small box had that, it's only 4 inches by 5 inches by 2 inches deep, because it was only going to hold this one brooch that Tiffany and Company had made for Mrs. Trump to give to the Queen. And so they sent us those, the guidelines, the parameters, the sizes, and they even sent us the wood. So the wood that they sent us came right off the White House grounds. So that made it really special. I guess the stressful part of it was they didn't send a lot of wood, and they only had, what was it, Jay, 5 working days?
Wood came in on a Thursday morning, and they needed that box back in their hands in D.C. the following Thursday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the plane was leaving out, I think, Saturday to head over.
Air Force One.
Yeah. So we had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to do it. And that was Memorial Day weekend. we had time to do it, but the problem was that they needed an image of the White House lasered into the top. And obviously we don't have a laser machine, but fortunately just down the street is Diversified Signs.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Wilson and his company are just some of the nicest folks you'll ever meet. And he squeezed this in, and they were able to get this image lasered into the top for us. So we were able to get parts of the box made, and then once we got that top back that was lasered, then we could proceed with the box. And we got it done. We finished that box on Tuesday, late on a Tuesday. Got it in the mail Wednesday. I had it overnighted, and they had it, I guess, in their hands sometime Thursday, which is when they wanted it. So,
so the moral of this story is, if you're the President of the United States and you need a special gift, forget about waiting 18 months to 2 years with leaked furniture makers.
Right.
You're going to get it when you need it.
Exactly. The wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the grease.
And I hope you charged them a whole bunch of money, too.
Well, you know what? It wasn't like one of those $5,000 adjustable wrenches that we hear about a lot. To their credit, the government, when it comes to gifts, they do have limits, and apparently somebody has watched over that, because they told us what their budget was. Could we meet that budget? And we'd have done it for free, but we weren't going to tell them that.
So. Well, what an honor to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you still doing the Queen's boxes for the State Department?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't go to the Queen, but we still make the dressing box.
Right.
We just sent them 5. It's been about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and they just called last week, and went 5 more. So it's about 5 or 6 at a time, maybe, 3 times a year or something?
That's about right.
So your skill set and your quality is being spread all across the world?
All over the world. It's amazing. And I forget which one of the prime ministers was just recently on TV. And so we figure, what did I tell
Australia?
You?
Australia.
Well, Australia, yeah. When the fires were over there, but somebody even more recently, remember I sent you a text? I forget now who
wherever
it was.
Trump is right now.
Well, he's over in India, is exactly where he is. Well, listen, what a great way to end the show. And it's all over. 30 minutes. You had 30 minutes. I told you it doesn't go fast, right?
Yeah, it did.
You didn't believe me, huh? And if you want a quality piece of furniture, I'm not even going to tell you where they are, except they're in New York. You'll find them. Leak Furniture Makers. It was a fun show to do.
Hey, we appreciate you having us on here. We love York. We love York County.
Good.
So we always pull and plug it.
As it should be. John and Jay Leak from Leak's Furniture Makers in York, our guests this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, you got one more chance to show everybody how this is done. Fresh subs and salads made 7 days a week right before your eyes here at Substation 2. The Leak brothers are going to lead the cheer. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.